Well, the best exotic marigold hotel was the surprise hit of 2012, earning well over $130 million as it followed a group of aging British expats who live in a struggling hotel in India that decides to cater to the elderly. The movie starred British acting royalty, including Dame Judi Dench, Dame Maggie Smith, Bill Nighy, and Dev Patel of Slumdog Millionaire as Sonny, the hotel's proprietor, whose enthusiasm often exceeds his competence. Fortunately, he finds guidance from Dame Maggie's Muriel, a guest who becomes the hotel's co-manager. Well, now comes the sequel, the second best exotic marigold hotel. The Marigold is doing so well that it starts with Sonny and Muriel in America looking for investors. Here they approach a critical meeting.
My hand is powdered, so the shake is firm and dry. My clothes precisely walk the tightrope between casual and relaxed formality.
Yes, let me do the talking.
Will they get the deal? Will Sonny finally get to do an elaborate dance at his wedding? What's Richard Gere doing in this film? And will Muriel? Well, we don't want to give the ending away. Both films were directed by John Madden, who joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
Did it surprise you how beloved the first film was?
It surprised all of us. I mean, not you hope people will have some affection for a film you make, but the degree of affection it seemed to engender was a real surprise. It seemed to work right across the world and to much lower age groups than we thought.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't hurt that you have Maggie Smith, who's the Dowager Countess on Downton Abbey, and just announced that next season will be her last. Here on that business trip, she lectures an American waiter about tea.
Tea is a herb that's been dried out. So to bring it back to life, you have to infuse it in boiling water. That is boiling water. Everywhere I've been in this country, they slap down a cup of tepid nonsense, you know, with the tea bag lying beside it, which means I've got to go through the ridiculous business of dunking it, waiting for the slightest change of colour to occur. And at my age, I haven't got the time.
It's almost as if she could just do no wrong when she enters the frame of a film.
And obviously I have the benefit of two actresses who have this unique ability, I think, to connect with an audience.
You're talking about Judi Dench and Maggie
Judi
Smith.
Dench, yeah. And Maggie Smith, yes. And, you know, their relationship is actually more at the center of this second film than it was in the last one.
Well, it's just so wonderful to watch these two 80-year-old women be wise and flourish. One is looking for love. Here's Judi Dench and Maggie Smith.
Sometimes it seems to me that the difference between what we want and what we fear is the width of an eyelash.
I'm sorry, were you talking to me?
Well, the hearing's gone then, obviously.
Yeah, along with your backbone.
I don't know why I tell you anything.
Because I'm older and wiser.
19 days older.
That's the entire lifespan of a wasp.
What was it like to work with them?
They're actually united by a very, very wicked sense of humour in both cases. They're great friends, and both of them are reluctant to settle. They have theatrical backgrounds, giants in that profession. You know, when you're doing a play, you're never done, are you? You just give another performance. And I think it's slightly counterintuitive to both of them to think, oh, well, that's it. Because they always feel there's something they might have missed.
So many of the actors, I mean, this is the point of it. These are people who are aging and aging on screen. Judi Dench, Maggie Smith, Bill Nighy, Penelope Wilton, Celia Imrie. You see every line on their face. Was there ever discussion about, can we have a little bit of underlighting? Can we?
Absolutely not. I mean, I have to say, Judy, Penelope and Celia all reeled when the first film, when they came to the cast and crew screening saying, no, we can't possibly look like that. Do we look like that? But no, the film is unapologetic in that way.
Well, you have all of these characters, again, older people exploring universal themes, trying to decide whether or not to accept marriage proposals, struggling with the idea of monogamy, an older couple. Mm-hmm. And then you throw in a Bollywood wedding. Just what was that?
No, I mean, in some ways I see the second film as a kind of giant resolution of the first film, because the first film, although it ended as we hoped with a degree of resolution, nevertheless it was leaving these characters on the brink of a new life. And the other thing that was in prospect was a marriage. And I kind of jumped on that idea as the organizing principle of the second film. The Bollywood aspect that you draw attention to is an interesting phenomenon that is now a very, very common feature, or almost a universal feature of every Indian wedding.
They really do those dances? A huge...
They do exactly that. It was a very, very wonderful thing to have at the end of the film.
It's so interesting, this culture, each teaching each other. You have these older British actors. I'm sure the younger Indian actors were watching them like hawks. And then you have the young Indian actors able to demonstrate for these older British actors this extraordinary
do. Absolutely right. I mean, there's a scene that we were shooting which involves Dev Patel, Tina Desai, his fiancée, and they're performing this dance and pinching themselves, saying, "This is completely ridiculous. We are playing this scene with all of these people standing as extras watching them dance." You know, Judi Dench, Maggie Smith, Richard Gere, Bill Nye, Celia Imrie. But it's particularly enjoyable in the respect that you refer to there, where because the film is about the interdependence of the young and the old and what the old can pass on to the young and so on. I think that's really the heart of what this film is about.
Well, it's quite something. John Madden, director of the second best exotic Marigold Hotel. John, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Robin.
You're listening to Here and Now